that pain. In one of the best ghazals of Rumi, he will talk about Dard Bidardi, and he will say the pain of painlessness has the remedy of fire. The fellow with no pain should be burned, because it's worthless. If you don't have that pain, you don't feel the separation, you don't feel pressured inside this one, and you don't love to come out, you should be burned. Yes?
The sorrowful, whose bowl has fallen from the roof, we hide the truth from him. It does not become hid.
Just the opposite. The fellow who... When you say whose bowel has fallen from the roof, what do you understand from that?
Nothing.
Okay. Go back 1,000 years from now. Go back, please. Could you? Then go in a very small village. Okay? Little village, fellows going around. And normally everybody wants to hide the personal stuff, right? Okay. In any house over there, you could find some very big dish with the edges like this. It's a round stuff like this, this height. This is the stuff that everybody has, because the lack of enough water, they have to be very careful about how to use it. And where do you wash your stuff? That's the bowl that they wash their stuff in. It's not very high, it's like this, and normally is metallic, because this is a lifetime stuff that goes from generation to generation. That's the bathroom, that's the washing machine of the villages, right? Okay. Do you show it to anyone? Do you show your bathroom to anyone?
No.
You hide it, because that's supposed to be the private place that you wash your filthy stuff. So you will hide it. Where?
On the roof.
So everybody has something on the roof or in a corner which nobody sees. This is a very private stuff for that lifestyle then, right? Then if something happens and that will fall down from the roof, what will happen? It will make a noise that by miles away everybody will hear and say, "Ah, that fellow, his bowel fall from the wall." Means everybody knows your secret. When your secret jumps out, that's what this is. So he will say, there was this fellow who was openly silly, openly like us, like Bohlul, like Majnun, not just like that. From this fellow, we tried to hide a secret of Haq, was not possible. Because he was not keeping the secret like this and living with his secret. His secret is open. He is Majnun. Does he have any tricks?
No.
He's open like that. That fellow does not have that resistance. Yes?
While he that is ignorant and a stranger to his sorrow, how often...
This is not sorrow, this is pain. Because sorrow is very romantic. We are talking about a pain here. It needs a remedy, yes?
How often has it been shown and he has not seen it? The mirror of the heart must be clear in order that you may know therein the ugly form from the beautiful.
Period. Do you remember this story? We started with simple stuff that we should polish. polish, and polish yourself to become shiny like a mirror. If you have a heart like a mirror, then you don't have these problems. That's when you will understand who is beautiful, who is not, because you will not distort their picture. You are like a mirror. Means your judgment doesn't elude you or put you in another situation with some mistakes. Let's go back to the bear story.
How he manages in Sir Council, after having done his utmost in admonition, took leave of him who was deluded by the bear. That Muslim man left.
No, here we have a problem here. Okay, first of all, that guy for the second time was called Muslim. Why? Because he's the guy that his ball has fallen. He has given up everything. He surrendered to the hap, period, right? That Muslim left this stupid fellow while mesmerizing something, lahu. Do you remember that word, lahu? At the beginning of this book, we talked about it, and it was a story that we are keeping in mind again and again and again. There was the story of this guy who went in a caravanserai and he wanted his donkey to be attended. And the guy, in every single question, he said, La Hawla. That's the abbreviation of La Hawla wa La Quwwata illa Billah. But that means that nobody has the power except him. Okay, that's something you accept. But we talked about it, you accept that. But you use the real power invested in you at the same time. The donkey ate lahol all the night, and the day after he cannot walk. Rumi said, don't do that. Here, the guy who is living is mesmerizing lahol. Means that this is the only place that that word comes in, lahol. When a good guy, a wise gentleman, tried his best, at the end when it didn't succeed, he said, I led it to God, I tried my best. You see, all that the story was, do not say, I leave it to God before you did your best. When you did your best, then you could. The guy did. Remember, he was passing by. He did something wrong. He tried to correct. He insisted. He brought the reasons. He offered the help. All of that didn't work. He said, Lahol, and he left the guy. Yes?
That Muslim man left the foolish man and quickly, saying Lahol under his lip, went back. He said, inasmuch as from my earnestness and admonition and from my disputing, vain fancies are being born in his mind more.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's khiyar.
Therefore, the road of that.
Doesn't say are being born in his mind. I don't know that translation. Here, the simplest way is that in his heart, the khiyar started to grow more. Therefore, yes?
Therefore, the road of admonition and counsel has become barred. The command, turn aside from them, has arrived. When your remedy increases the disease, then him who will not be cured... Oh, I'm sorry. Then tell your story to one that seeks... Read Abasa.
That's the Abasa Batavalla. Abas means useless. When something is useless, something is not working, then you need some assistance. This is a part of Quran. He will bring it in and say, the place for that, when we said it is useless, let go, attend to something else, that's when the remedy will increase the pain. In the recent langage, actually, we say that when the side effects are very strong, cut the medication, something like that. We say, that's the problem. When they help you and you get worse, then something is strongly wrong over there. Yes?
As the blind man has come seeking the truth, 'tis not meet to wound his breast on account of his poverty.
What is this? Anyone knows?
The story of the
hunter. This is that lovely story from Muhammad. It happens like this, that Muhammad, in political games now, he has an opportunity to talk to these leaders of different groups, and he believes that, okay, if the leaders become Muslim, the fellows will become Muslim, this is a good opportunity, let's do the job. At the same time, there is this blind man that every now and then will come to Muhammad and say, Muhammad, read me a little bit of that Quran of you. And Muhammad will read a little bit for him. The guy is happy, will go away. By habit, the blind guy will come in. When they are talking with these leaders of different tribes, the guy will come in and say, Muhammad, read me a little bit of that Quran. Say, okay, sit down, give me a moment. And he converse. A couple of minutes later, the blind fellow will say, Muhammad, what happened to Quran? Read me some Quran. Because he doesn't know who is sitting down here. And you're talking nonsense about this tribal stuff. When he repeated himself, Muhammad becomes nervous and I say, wait a minute! Let me deal with this fellow, you are from us. That's when Gabriel comes in and says, you, Muhammad, you were sent here for that blind fellow, not this silly head of the tribes. Because he is here begging you for Quran. You let this go for that. That's the story. Now listen how Rumi will narrate it here, because he will bring it again and again. Yes?
As the blind man has come seeking the truth, does not meet to wound his breast on account of his poverty. Thou art eager for the great ones to take the right way, in order that the common folk may learn from the rulers. O Ahmad, thou hast seen that a company of princes have become ready to listen, and thou art pleased that maybe these chieftains will become good friends of the religion. They are lords over the Arabs and the Abyssinians. The fame of this will pass beyond Basra and Tabuk, since people follow the religion of their kings.
You see the panorama of the possibilities of the future? Yes.
For this cause, thou hast averted thy face from the blind man that was led into the right way, and hast become vexed, saying, this gathering seldom falls out so opportunely. You are one of my friends, and your time is ample. You are urgent with me at an inconvenient time. I give you this admonition, not in anger and strife. O Ahmad, in the sight of God, this one blind man is better than 100 emperors and 100 viziers. Take heed, remember, men are minds. One mind may be more than 100,000. The mind of lurking ruby and chameleon is better than myriads of mines of copper. O Ahmad, here riches have no use. A breast is wanted, full of love and pain and sighs.
See, the comparison is that, first of all, the people are the mind. Means no cash will compete with them. Because you're here for humanity, not for the leaders of the tribes. You're not here to govern.